Reverend Fred Nile has just called through. It was only an hour ago that I was talking to Gwen Bridge, who's the president of the Australian Childcare Alliance. This is what Gwen said.
I would love to have Fred to go to one of our member centres and spend some time. I welcome it.
So the background to this is Fred Nile has said that the childcare centres can be a bit like an orphanage where kids get dumped and really they would be better off being at home with their parents. And I had suggested, well, look, how long has it been since Fred Nile has actually gone into a childcare centre? Between Gwen and I, we nutted this one out. If the Reverend would like to spend a couple of hours in a childcare centre, it would be terrific. He's good enough to join us on the line. Reverend, thank you very much for your time.
Good, and I'm very happy to accept the invitation.
So
she could email me the address and a day when it's convenient, and I'd be very happy to spend some time there.
Wonderful. Well, we can sort that out. We can get an area that is good for you and good for the childcare centre. But I ask you that question, Reverend Nile. When is the last time that you went to a childcare centre?
Probably about 2 years ago.
Yeah, for what purpose, if you don't mind?
I just visited one of my grandchildren.
Okay, all right. So how did you feel about your own grandchild being in a childcare centre?
Yes, well, that's our point. They have, I suppose, over the years, some of my grandchildren have been in childcare centres.
Mm.
I'm just stating a principle that I'm an idealist, that ideally it's better if the child can be cared for by its mother, and government should do all they can to make it easier.
Yeah.
For mothers to have a choice. Often mothers don't have a choice. They're forced to go to work. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. But that might surprise a few people today to hear that your own grandchildren had been in childcare centres. Was that some form of tension within your family, of your grandchildren?
No. Just the circumstances. The parents are both school teachers, so...
Okay. Because the words you had about childcare centres, talking about them being some form of an orphanage, it's a bit harsh, isn't it? It's a bit harsh.
Yes, well, they've taken it in that way. I didn't mean it in that harsh way. It's an absence of parents, which is what happens in an orphanage. You only have the staff running it and no contact with the parents. And obviously childcare workers are restricted as to what they can do with children, whereas mothers, nurse them, hug them, and so on. And with all the concerns about child abuse now, it's been very difficult for teachers and others to put their arm around a child, even the child's crying.
Yeah, granted, yes, there has been a lot of problem with that and a lot of suspicion, and that's caused a great deal of heartache. I can see that point with you. But orphans also, they don't have an end to their day where the parent comes and picks them up at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock. You know, that doesn't happen to an orphan. You can understand
Yes, I can understand that. Yeah.
All right. But
it's a 24-hour thing, an orphanage. Yeah.
I commend you for calling back. I thank you for that. And I also commend you for spending a couple of hours in a childcare centre. Thank you.
Thank you.